Our topic for today is the sugya and the sefer ksubas of kuf aleph and kuf beis, as it pertains and extends to other areas of halacha as well, as we shall see momentarily. Let's begin again from the beginning, a little chazara. And that kuf aleph of the beis, the Mishnah. And those say yes, aisha poski imol kadeli shiyazan es bita chameshanim. Has to pay for her for 5 years. That's the deal that they made. Of course, the question becomes, why is this deal binding? For a deal to be binding, there has to be some method of acquisition. He just said it. He didn't say anything. So the Gemara is a discussion. Perhaps it's effective because it's written down on a piece of paper. Quote the Rov Rishonim, a simple statement, chayav nechamana, without a shtar, is not binding. It's called a kinyan dvarim be'alma, has no validity whatsoever. The reason why this is an exception is because the Gemara has enough kuvbeis and aleph on the top. Om rav gidol am rav, kamat nos lebincha kach v'kach, kamat nos lebincha kach v'kach, om to the kitchu, hein hein advarim, hanikne ba'amira. Fine. Rashi says beferish, in the Shita B'Kubetz of Nandal and the base, that if it comes to a ksuba and tosefes ksuba, you can apply the principle of hein, hein, hadvarim, hanikne ba'amira. That's Mr. Lippman's question. So what do you need a ksuba for? You really don't. You really don't. So before Shita B'Kubetz of Nandal and the base, quoting from Rashi. Rashi, they call Madura Kama Rashi. Rashi has different Madura, which we don't have ourselves. I'm going to give you the citation where I have it. In the Sefer Mishpatei HaKsuba, again, I hope to meet this author. I mentioned to you I'm going today to the Holy Land, and the Bar Mitzvah is on Rechov Zolti. I've got the address, but this is Rechov Zolti 9. So I was almost certainly passed by. I'll try to look and see if I can find him, meet him. Why not? Since he taught us so many good things. It's here in Simon Perek Mem Aleph, which is, I'll leave it to you afterwards, is the beginning of what's called the fifth of eight volumes. I guess it's after halftime. It's the fifth of eight volumes, right? In Perek Mem Aleph, in what he called over here, Sif Hei, he says that he wants to know, what do you need a ksuba? What do you need a kinyan and a ksuba for? Who needs a kinyan? The shtar should work. Even without a shtar should work. Hein, hein, advarim, anikne b'amira. There it is. Okay? So, it's true that Tosfos saw yesterday in Shir, Nun Gimel Amad Aleph said, the only time it applies, if they gave their obligations and they got married immediately, kiddushin was immediately. Didn't do it immediately, or if they first had the kiddushin and then had the dibur, then it wouldn't work. But the Beis Yosef says it's not true. The Gemara has no proof to this whatsoever. Shulchanovi does not mention this limitation. The Ramad does mention this limitation, but he does say that even according to Tosis, if they mention it briefly, even at the end, before the Kiddushin, it works, even according to Tosfos. No one disagrees with that. Nafka Mina, they write a ksuba before the Kiddushin, which we do, and they go over it again, read it after the Kiddushin, so it should work. Okay? There is the discussion. Okay? So it goes to a whole discussion. What do you need a kinyan for a ksuba for? It's Shas Chibas Kiddushin V'Nisuin, and therefore, what do you hang on that Ravnik Ma'amira? That's his kasha, which he raised in the previous Sif Dalit. That's the question. So when they make money, is to make the wedding date, according to Rav Gidl, according to there's a hefsik, as true as a hefsik, according to Toistaf Nun Gimel, it really shouldn't work. But the Mabit says, if they decide at the time of the Kiddushin, at the original point of the discussion, then it's considered Amdul the Kash, because they're not getting married right away. That's what the poskim say. So the question becomes, who needs a kinyan and a ksuba for it? It should already work based upon hein and advarim. Who needs a kinyan suda? It should be chal right away, either with a shtar or hein and advarim the ba'amira. So what do you need? What do you need it for? Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, what happens if the custom is to sign the ksuba after the kiddush? I understand very well. We saw it yesterday in Shir. The Ran suggests that maybe Hain and Adram only works before the Kiddush, at the Omdav Kitchen. If you have what we call Minigaritz Yisrael, we understand very well. why Hayin and Rama might not apply, according to one opinion of the Ran, which the Rama quotes in Siman Samad Vav Sifches. Okay? So, but others disagree and say, as long as before the Nisuin, even after the Kiddushin, it should work. Now, Rabosai, let's repeat again what we saw yesterday in Shir. In the Mordechai, Siman Reish Samad Gimel. Open up your mind. Mordechai Siman Reish Samad Gimel. On the chaz a little bit, so that people will come a little bit late, so let's do a little chazara. It'll be assumed. Okay, Reish Samach Gimel and Mordechai. We saw this yesterday, we'll see it again today. What does it say? Uve'erchin, Omar Moshe bar Atzra Orev, the Ksuba the Kalseyava. He was the Orev for the Ksuba of his daughter-in-law. Uporech va'er Orev the Ksuba lo mishtabi. Doesn't work. We'll see some why. But Bishabli Kavlan, what's a Kavlan? Kavlan is more than an Arab. An Arab means Reuben borrows from Shimon, and Levi is a guarantor. Okay? A Kav means, see what happens? When Reuben borrows from Shimon, Shimon goes to Reuben. If Reuben doesn't have, then he goes to Levi. But if Reuben has, Levi's off the hook. A Kavlan is more than that. Reuben borrows from Shimon, Levi is a Kavlan, Shimon can go to Levi initially if he wants. It's a higher level. So Kavlan, okay. Why did the Gemara say over there, Kavanos in the Mincha, Rav Gittel's din, Rav Osai, why not? Yishloma, lo kibal ala mikami kiddushin. He didn't accept the full kiddushin. Abel mikami nisuin, lo rotzali nosei achi nas ar benoban adrim enachem hachayom. He's saying clearly, before nisuin, you do not apply the principle of hein, hein, advarim, anichnim, bamir. This is a machlekes, Rav Osai. A big machlekes, do we say it or don't we say it? The Rambam we saw yesterday in Shir, Rambam Paskins, you do say it, because it's Sharif Sikta in Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin in Hilchos Bechira, between Bishas Nisuin, to help support, we saw the Mishnah of Kufal from base, even though it's Eino Kotzev, and Eino Kotzev in the Rambam is like Asmachta, and the Yisimu, that there's no problem whatsoever. Remember, according to the Rambam, as I mentioned to you, I'll try to prove it more today, every Yischaivus on that Tanai is an Asmachta. Even with a Kinyan Suder, even with Meyachshav, nothing works. Afal Pikein, if it's what's called Sharp Sikta, it works anyway. Because Hainad Ram Nikamavira. Asmachta undermines every single Maisa Kinyan. Come on to the Ramavish, it's Yischaivus on that Tanai. But here you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. So you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, so Asmachta is not really a problem. Not really a problem. Now, the Mordechai's kasha, the Mordechai says, the only answer he gives is you don't say it before Nisu, all the Rambam do it this kasha. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, there are many terrors from the Rambam could possibly give. Number one, he could say, it does not apply to what we call Kiddushim Shneim. It's on the Marim HaKomos, you saw in Perek Chav Gimel, Alocha Yudalim, in Rambam, it does not apply to a second marriage. Or, perhaps, they didn't get married right away. Yom Dibikish, like this Tosaf says enough in the Gimel. So therefore, the Rambam rejects the Mordechai's contention. You don't say Hain and Advarim between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Fine. Okay, it's a lengthy Vilna Gaon. I don't have time to go into it right now. I want to explain to you some more very important things. Now, in order to, I have to give you a background, and I'm leaving you a copy of a Maimon that I wrote 10 years ago, so you can have it for the next couple of days. You want to chazer over. I made some copies from the Beis Yitzchak from Tov Shin Samach Dalet that we're holding the end of Tov Shin Ayin Dalet. So this is 10 years old. A piece entitled Asmachta. Okay? And it begins with the Rambam that we saw on the board yesterday, who seems to say, Achidash Nifla V'Noira. If I obligate myself unconditionally, this obligation takes effect. The rest of the world says, no, can't be. Let's just chaz it around. Let's turn to the Ran. The Ran and Al-Daf. It's on the Maram HaKom, Mashiach Rebos, in this Ran. We read it yesterday in Shir. We read it a second time today, because that's how important it is. This Ran Rebos is found over here in our Dapim, with either the Samach Aleph and Aleph in the old print, or Kuf Pei Aleph and Beis in the new print. It's a very important Ran. Okay, let's take a look and see what it says over here. Rambam says, the Ran says, let's We're going to pick it up from here. It starts where it says Gemara Heki. That's where it starts. A few lines in. This is as follows. The let the this chayav achshav lechaver v'loma. Shim amatem eda chayav v'bron bi'alma. Yevshah she is chayav. Only two ways. Kabbalah's kesef. Three ways. Kabbalah's kesef. Some gives me money. Some chayav. Or b'kinyan, we're going to pick up a suda, a handkerchief. Or b'shtar. What's its proof that you can't just say, I'm hereby obligated and it works? There's a number of proofs. One, orev, you either need a kinyan, pick up a handkerchief, or matan mo, so you give me the money in effect, or bahi anam, which is the equivalent of the money. You gave me pleasure that to come to heaven later. If you trust me to give this guy has no money, you trust me to give him the money, I have hanam, it's like I got kesef. Otherwise it wouldn't work. Right one. Right two, shomer karkos, my answer is konami adam. Without, why can I say I obligate myself, even though the Torah exempts real estate from chiyuv shmir, I obligate myself, I'll treat that as real estate if it was a chair. Wouldn't work unless you have a kinyan. That's right, number two. Right, number three. Masa shamachin elias kishol. Even though I'm not being paid, I want to obligate myself so much as if I had borrowed it, which is the most chayim of all the shomrim. So how does it work? But my dvarim, no. Be anod the kamehemale, uveinian mishicha. Alma in other mishabed asa bedavashin uchayev dvarim. Alma pishamale edem atemeda. Alavare mashva de mekara bemode shaklina betarinim. Once I admit to a previous obligation, I'm hereby obligating myself. Continues the Gemara, no. Continues the Ran. Mona bishtar. As lechayev over here. A mona bishtar, which means pashup shat. I wrote a shtar. Okay, you write a shtar, then you're going to be chayav. This everyone seems to agree. Fine. The Gemara a little bit later on says that dvarim halalu didn't likasev. If you have this hand in that dvarim, can you write it down? It says the Ran. This is from my print. It's kuf pei beis last paragraph. The old print in samach aleph. Dvarim. This is how some interpret. Okay, Rabbi also, this we saw the Ram. The Rambam has a fundamental distinction. Take a look in the Ran. It's in my print, Rabbi Osai. It's the last line of column one. On page Kuf Pei Beis, in the old print, it's Yirmei Masel V'Hocha about halfway through. The old Shel Rambam Zalkosa Perikud Alvin B'Chiel Lachat Tetzel, which we saw yesterday on the screen. Havachayev Atzel V'Momon Le'achar V'Chule. Hareza Chayev Keta Ha'om Le'Edim Hevul Le'Edim Shadi Chayev B'Ploni Mona Osher Kozel Lomishtar Arayni Chayev L'Chamona. Afal Pishen Shem Edim Osher Amalo B'Fnei Edim Arayni Chayev L'Chamona B'Shtar. Afal Pishlom Alehem Atem Edai Hol Omer B'Shtar. Wow. You believe it? This is Shibas Rambam. I can just get up and say, I hereby obligate myself in money. Frank the Rambam, but all those, I brought three riots against him before. This is the very end, before Omer of Gittel, in the Rambam. He says, Shlomar, Chit Shichaluk, even above him, Mitzia, Shakonim Yodo, Lav Dafka, to Adin Omer Tameda Mahani. It's like a conditional obligation. The Rambam holds anything conditional is asmachta. Rabosai, that answered the first kasha as well. The first kasha was, who needs konami other than Baba Metzia? The answer is, it's not an absolute obligation. It's a conditional obligation. Any conditional obligation requires, would not be effective, let me put it in the negative, would not be effective based on a simple statement of Atem Eidan. We'll have to see soon, would it work even with a kinyan? So, Pashat Bars, it certainly does. The question is, what's the mechanism, which we'll see momentarily. Okay. As a matter of fact, this chiddush that I'm telling you is not my chiddush. My chiddush, who am I? Nobody. The Shach said it. I did not put so many makoros on the shit. I wanted to take it a little bit easy on you. But once we're here, let's put it on the screen. Okay. We're in business here. The first Shulchan Aruch. Let's first see the Shulchan Aruch itself just to give a taste. Although you saw it on the screen for the Rambam yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a tumul. What did he really mean? What did he mean? Take a look right here. This is the Rambam verbatim. Hamachayev atzim b'momen le'achev b'lo tonai, api shulchayev her lechayev l'klum, harei zachayev. Okay, it's that. Are you able to read it? Let me get bigger. Able to read it now? Okay, it's that. Omer li'edim, hevel le'edim sheni chayev l'klon imona, or shekos le'bishtar. We just read it. The Ran quoted it. We saw yesterday on the screen. Good. So you chayev no matter what. Now what in the world does this mean? Let's see if I got the right one. Who's who here? Who's the Shach? I'm looking for the Shach. I just don't know who he is. Try this, it works. Nope, got it wrong. Sorry. I can guess wrong a few times here, you know? Nope, guess wrong again. I have to learn which one, what is what? I guess those two, ready? Try this. Baruch Hashem. Habul Ha'edim. Rabbi Magid, which I asked you to see. Kosev Sharamban Rashbo Shaposkin Cholkin. Have you Raya Shaynon Mishchai B'Vorom after the Bet HaMedai? These are the Ran, we saw the Ran. I'm not going to read you again. We just saw this Ran from the very beginning. Right? So the Ran says, okay, fine. I can't give you a Ran. The Nira, that's here for Rambam. Watch this. The Dafka Hocha Mahani Shechiv Atza Vishtar Bet HaMedai. Kevin Shemachayev Atzal Biyad believe tonight, unconditionally. Mash Ein Kevin Shomer Karkos V'Shoa. Kevin Shemachayev Mishchayev Biyad Rakim Yehoved. Domi Le'orev Shekos Le'veran Gufei. You just saw the Domi La'asmachta. Domahani Rak Bekinyin. Bechein Meduktak V'Losh Neramba. Hisla Mechayev Atzal B'Mom V'Nachav Yishlo tonight. Klal Chayev. Shedom Zematoni V'Ein Asmachta. Kesel Meviyedim, etc. What did he say below tonight? And ain't asmachta. Kavanos moyam v'zeh boru. I believe the Shach is 1,000% right, even though there are many others who disagree with him. The Shach is 1,000% correct. Shach within the Shitas Haramba. Oh. It's interesting, Rabosai. It's interesting. What'll happen? Remember, what's the case over here? He's mischayev in an unconditional fashion. What happens, Rabosai, if it is on a condition? So it's not exactly clear what the halacha is. So I'd like to show you the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, and we'll see what he says, and then we'll try to figure out what his opinion is in this very critical matter. In Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam, which again on the Maram HaKarmas, Hilchos Mechira. Very good, Aleph. We're starting from the top. Hamak le ben mekak le ben metalt le nahisna shatnoyim shem shu lekaimon. Okay? So you can have it tonight. No problem. As long as what? You have a kinyan. Watch this. Hanosen eirovon lechaveiro. V'omalo. I give you a deposit. Emani chozer bi ervoni mochalocho. That's what all deposits mean, right? Right? I'm trying to buy your car. Car costs, who knows, $50,000 on a car cost these days. I'll give you $500 as a deposit. And I say to you, hold the car for me, and if I back out, the $500 is yours. And he says, if I won't give you the car, I'll give you another $500. Either buy it back out, Zeh Rabon, Shu Tachas Yodo, excuse me, Mchazaba, Halokeach, Kona, no. Mchazaba, Halokeach, Kona Zeh Rabon, Shari Tachas Yodo. I gave the Mocha the deposit. Mchazaba, HaMocher, if the Mocher backs out from the deal, and Mechayavan also the Chbolei Rabon, Shizu Asmachta, Asmachta Lokon. Here's the first time the word Asmachta is given in specific cases. What does it say? What does Asmachta mean? He says, Kol Asmachta in the Kona, Shilom Logama B'Din Vaknosa. He gives examples for both sides. Wait a minute. Why do you draw a distinction between Rabbi Osai, one person and the other? It's not fair. It's a low fair, as I said. Oh, wait, I heard this wrong. It's a low fair. What does that mean? If I back out, I'm the buyer, then you keep the deposit I gave you. If you, the seller, back out, I don't get the doubling you promised. What's the difference? Says the Rambam like this. It's the pshat. According to the Rambam, the chesaron of asmachta is that there is no kinyan. There's no kinyan. But if there is a kinyan, then it could work. So what happens? I give you the $500. I give you $500 bills and say, listen, this belongs to you. If I back out. I gave it to you. It's your covenant. It's in your wallet. So even though it's a conditional obligation, conditional statement, it's chal anyway. But you said you're going to give me $500. You never went to your bank. So for me to get it, I can't get it because asmachta. Yes, Colin.
Are we saying that the reason why Kenyan will work in a case of asmachta is because normally asmachta doesn't work because you were not, there's no kumiras das?
Correct. You see, the Rambam's chiddush is predicated on his original position, which the Shach explicated. According to the Rambam, believe it or not, with no kinyan, an unconditional obligation works. Once you say that, you can say, oh, but if it's conditional, it's not going to work. But if it has a kinyan, I gave it to the kinyan, it's no problem. Everybody else doesn't have the original assumption of the Rambam. They can't agree with this Rambam. No one else can possibly agree with him because they deny his fundamental assumption. Follow?
Does that mean that everybody else would also say that even if there were a kinyan in the case of asmachta, that wouldn't work?
Oh, so the question is, that's what they would seem to say. It's against the Gemara, though.
That would right, be a steer in the
so, hold on. So we'll see how they explain it. Let's go slow. I'm not reading all the Rambam here. Zayin. Kol ha'omer k'nei me'achshav ein kan asmachta klal v'kona. This is the Gemara you're referring to. Kenyan works, me'achshav. Why, going to the Rambam? Because there is a Kenyan. The whole chesaron of asmachta is when there's no Kenyan. When there is a Kenyan, it works. Ilu lo gama laknos lo k'nei me'achshav. Ketzat. In bosi mikan ad yom ploni k'nei bayis me'achshav. My house is sold to you. V'kona mi'adu akach. Ha'ez a kona. In bo betoch asmach shakova. I've also here we're talking primarily what I would call transference of property. It's Hilchos Mechiri after all. Rambam started off by what? Makta Karak and Metaltlin. All these things are transferring property. Okay? Even here too. The Eirovan, I gave you my watch. Transferring property. Okay? These are all important things. We'll keep that in mind when discussing transferring property. So if you look on your Mar Makoma sheet, I asked you to see the Rambam and Mechiri Perik Yidalf, these first seven halachas. And then we skipped. So you'd give them. Asmachta shekona miyodo ale bebezin choshuv harei zekona v'hu sheyitfos chuyos bebezin v'hu shelo yeh onos keitzah. It's a gemara in the dark. V'hu sheyitfos shtaro shofer bebezin v'kona miyodo shelobo v'yom ploni yinosin shtar zele baldino v'yigi ayom v'lobo harei lenosin bebezin choshuv. It's a mefurash gemara and mesecht in the dark. Kinyin v'be'azin bebezin choshuv. According to the Rambam, you get an impression. It's limited to official documentation that he placed an escrow in the hands of the Bezin. They give it back to me in case, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, can't get it back. Fine. Here's the one we saw already yesterday. Tetzvah, we saw it already three times. We read it yesterday on the screen. We saw it in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw it in the Ran. We read this already four times. I'm not reading it again. Tezayin, we saw yesterday also. Davar she'en hakotzuv doesn't work on the Rambam. It's like an asmachta. Yud Zayin has to work by bas ishto because Rambam nikkun by mira. So far so good. That's another amazing. This is the last Rambam. Yud Ches. Shulchach me sfar rotsin lahakas basmachta kacha yivos. Amazing device they had. Watch this. We have mutually offsetting obligations, me to you and you to me, of $100. The acha shechir atzmo, koni mi balchovo, shekos mad shiya kach, she yasa kach, hare hachov ze mochalo meyachsho. Vim lo yeh, lo yasa, hare ni tovo bimomen, shechir atzmo bo. And that's how they did all the tzmo shiduchim, and etc. What does that mean? The Rambam's lo shitoso, the Rambam's in halacha dalet, that asmachta works. Asmachta will undo any kinyan or ischaivus, but asmachta will not get in the way of a mechila. You know why? Mechila ain't a tricha kinyan. Mechila is like drama. What's it doing here? What's this juxtaposition? Like same as Yud Zayin is drama in the Mamira. Don't need a kinyan. Does not fall prey to asmachta. So to Chachmei Svard, the mechila does not require a kinyan, so will not fall victim to asmachta. The comment that there are mutually offsetting unconditional obligations, and the Lamaisa comes in the condition of Mechila, which is effective as such. Adkan Chachmesra. It's all the Rambam Lashitosa, everything is fine and dandy. Now, the truth is, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam got this from a Gemara. He didn't make it up by himself. The Gemara says, Kol de'i lo kona. Kol de'i, whenever it's something on a condition, contingency obligation, is lo kona. However, if it is me'aksha, it's kona. That's the source of the Rambam. Okay? Kol de'i lo kona. Me'aksha is kona. And the Mefarshim comment on this as being the case. I ask you to see some of the no-say kalim of the Rambam, and we'll see in a moment. I guess we should look at it right now. I ask you to see in Perikut Aleph, in Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Zayin, a number of the sources. I guess we'll try first with the Magid Mishnah. He's the first one, Magid Mishnah. Okay, I'm following the Makorah sheet. Here we go. Asmachta kona bebezin choshev. It's a gemara in the Dharm Chav Zayin. Many mefarshim ask, who needs a bezin choshev? Typically, the kol kinyan umeyachshav. Rabosai, uchenemucho perkashuvim in the Dharm Dafem Ches. Let me explain what that means. The gemara has that every kinyan chalipin must be effective immediately. You know why? Because the handkerchief goes back. I showed you this last week already. I'll repeat it. V'ilo, if it's not meyachshav, it's not from right this minute, I'll give you a handkerchief and the king's effective tomorrow. Doesn't work, and a konem. Tablet can omer b'shoch parazu, lo konem l'achalamid yom, shen is boer, she'en a konem. I showed you this, Rabbi Osai, just to refresh your memories. In the Gemara, Masech Tuxuba, everything's in Tuxuba. Look in the Gemara, this we showed you last week, but worth reviewing again. So the Gemara Mefaresh is in Masech Tuxuba. This Gemara, which the Magad Mishnah is quoting, you'll find it in Masech Tuxuba. On that men on pay base and an aleph. Again, we saw this last week again. Pay base and about a third of the way down. Omer lechaveiro lecha b'shoch parazu l'tiyaknu lecha l'achas shloshim yom. So it's the Gemara says no, it's not kona ba'agam unless you say kona me'achshav. We call this in our language kol sokin yonu. Every single chalipin, it goes right back to the owner. That's the one in the Dorah Memchesed is quoting hadru sudru l'amore. So it's not instantaneous. It's not going to work at all. So the Mefarshim ask, "Im kein achash al kol kinyan who be meyachshav from his bar lemala she'ain din asmachta be meyachshav im kein lamali bezin choshov." That's a great kash. That's a great kash. That is a great kash. Wow. So the answer to this kash is going to be a complicated answer. The correct answer, I believe. Well, let's take a look. Let's go a little bit slow. Quote the Gemara Ksubas we just saw, Gav Kuf Aleph, not reading the entire Magen Mishnah as we saw most of it already in the Ran. Okay. Chachmei Svar, Mikana Talome, Shadasa Mechaber, Vadasa Chachamah Mahem Svar, Tafila Bikinyin, Yesh Dinas Machta. Why so convoluted, you Chachmei Svar, you? Two offsetting obligations and one conditional Mechila. Just pick up a handkerchief and shalom. Apparently it doesn't work. The question, of course, becomes why. The ficha hoya tnai b'machalach, as we said, and it's not the machalach. Why? Because there's no mechilein shvicha kinyan. Okay, the question, what happened to the kinyan suit and why doesn't it work? This is a good question. So the real, I'm giving you the real answer. The real answer, it's a painful answer for me, but I have to tell you the truth. You don't lie. The real answer is, according to the Rambam, a kinyan may achshav works by asmachta, by haknoa, which is a transference of property, as we saw, but not by his chayvus, not by accepting an obligation. If you accept an obligation, according to the Rambam, it requires a higher level. Not only is it no good if it's conditional obligation without a kinyan, it's not even good with a kinyan. You'll say, how can that be? It's against the all the Gemara that Ran quoted. Konami Yoda by Shomer Sochem, Shomer Kinyan becomes a Shoel. I become a Shomer on Karka. I become an Orev. What's going on? How can I even make such a statement? So be patient. I'm going to try to explain to you momentarily. This is very, very important, Rabbi Osai. Forgive me for telling you this. There were those who unfortunately are involved in gambling. Achmona Litzlan, called Mesachta Bekuvia. Mesachta Bekuvia is according to the Rambam and Asmachta. It's a conditional obligation. The people bet on now. Sports. Football. I heard the NFL started this week, some of that. So the radio is kind of game. So then, I bet if the Giants win, I'll give you $100. If they lose, you give me $100. So that's considered as Mesachta Bekuvia, things of this nature, or dice, literally playing cubes, dice. According to the Rambam, it's Asmachta. Why is it Asmachta? Because his Chayvus al Hatnai. His Chayvus al Hatnai. Now, Rabosai, it's very important. There was a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, an important Mishnah. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, I guess I should show it to you. Let's take it inside. The Rambam learns it different than everybody else. What do you write? Im over velo avid ashalim b'metva. I'm a sharecropper. If I will let the land lay fallow and not plant it, I'll pay you back what you would have otherwise made b'metva. Metva is the best kind of idis. Meir loshen hedin. Tanya meir omer. Im over velo avid ashalim b'metva. Very nice. So it works. So the Gemara says, let's turn over to the next daf. Wait a second. We have a problem over here of Asmachta. Watch this. What if he says, I'm over the Wabbit, Ashamcha Alpha Zuzi. Asmachti. How do you know it's underlined? Asmachta Lo Kanya. I have a rovo, my shama d'tnan, I'm over l'av of the shama b'metva. Good question, right? Very critical answer. Hosom loko gozim. I'm not exaggerating. You would have made $1,000 of your share of my hard work as a sharecropper. I didn't do it. I'm going to pay $1,000. Not an exaggeration. I don't have to pay without my statement. I'm only a grummer. But if I made the statement, it's not an exaggeration. Yes, come.
Seems much closer to this Gemara, though, is that this is because there's absolutely no kinyan here, it's just words. In the second case that Rava doesn't like it, if he would have done something to prove that his Alpha Zuzi isn't an exaggeration, then maybe it would work.
Perhaps. Hold on. Hacha came in the common milsi aserta, guzma bi'almu dekagad, was garnished. The question according to the Rambam is, even Orav lo Avin should not be effective. Why? I'm not transferring to you, I'm obligated. A conditional obligation on the Rambam is no good. How does it work? We just said it doesn't work on any conditional obligation. How does it work? It really shouldn't work. That's a good question. Go back to the Rambam that we came from before. Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Vav. V'chein kol tznoyim shemas ne'onim b'neim. Eina b'shtar. Im yekach, im tasa kach. Etc. וכך, אף על פי שעושה שהיה דבר לא קונה, שכל העומד אם יהיה, אם לא יהיה, לא גומר היקנה שבדעת עדיין סומך, אז אסמכתו, שם יהיה או שם לא יהיה. So that's the Rambam. So the question is, how does this work over here? So let's take a look in the Kesef Mishnah. I ask you to see. Kesef Mishnah, the Maram Mekomis, starts with halacha vav, this halacha. Okay. Look what he says. Watch. Here we go. It says, Smachta. Al v'eshtem v'meitva. Af al pishi asmachta. Yeah, it is. Kevin Shane Kokakamura, he met Takna Rabban and the Lishlim, Tiknuloli Sheyashalim, Kachnuli, Takonas Chazal, the last line of the Kesef Mishnah. It really wouldn't work. It really wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. Exaggeration, they weren't Mataka, they were Mataka. Okay? Rabbi Osai. Now, we come now to a very important Rambam. I asked you to see the Rambam nearby. This one I didn't have. It's my mistake. Rambam. I asked you to look up Perek Chafein of Zman Bavalov. We'll get to one second. Watch this. I asked to see in the Maram Mekomis, Chapei Halacha Vav, which we'll see. But before we get to Vav, we're going to see Ches first. Watch this. Normally, I mean, every Arev is a bit of a Tanai, which means, if you won't pay, I'll pay for you. But that works. I think we'll see that's Xeris HaKosov. And Ochi Arevenu, that it works. But now, I'm going to only become an Arev on a certain condition. Afal bishakon miyado, I picked up a handkerchief, which normally works by Arev. Lo nishtabe, neshi asmachta, keitza. Don't you omar lo, tein lo, vani etan lecha, be an Arev, im yiyakach, if it'll rain tomorrow. O lo yiyakach, it won't rain tomorrow. Shekol atole shibut she'en ochayabo, be im yiyah, be im lo yiyah, lo gomar vihikna kinyan sholem, lefich lo nishtabe. It's the famous Rambam. Arev ala tnai does not take effect. Because the question becomes, Rabosai, isn't every Arev Allah tonight? Every Arev is Allah tonight. Every single case of Arev is always Allah tonight. Right? What happens? In Konami Yodo by Arev, Shu Arev Maman, Ze, Kol Elu, upon Bein Bebez Bebezin, Nishtabe. What do you see? Hamavas Chaverev, Acha Shovei Amanoch, Acha Ani Arev. In other words, if I say I'm an Arev before you lend the money, by he hano, it's a Gemara and Rabba Basra. You already lent him the money. There's no more hano. But if I'm Konami Yodo, I'm Chayav. Why? Every single Arab is always conditional. If the guy won't pay, then I will pay. So how can it work? Shomer Karka, Masa Lios Shol. It's all a conditional obligation. I answered this question before. Here's my answer. I don't know if my answer is right. I'll give you my answer. I cannot undertake an independent obligation, which is conditional, even with a kinyan according to the Rambam. I think Gemara says the kinyan works, that's by transferring of property, not by independent obligations. However, what if there's an obligation on the books? The Torah, the Halacha, provides for such an obligation. But for whatever reason, this is an exception to the case. There's such a concept of shoel. This says, here's a shomachina. Such a concept of michayev as a shomer. It happens to be karka. There's such a concept, etc. So then, when I'm a Kabbal Kinyan, what I'm fundamentally doing is I'm creating a shame shoel, a shame shomer, even though the specifics of the case don't warrant it. That will work with a Kinyan. Orif. What happened to the Pasuk? Anochi Arvenu. So therefore, an Orif, there's no Hemde, it's not an Orif. I'm a Kabbal Kinyan, I'm a Kabbal upon myself, the Din Orif. And as a matter of fact, I think the Rama's Lashon is indicative. What happened? Rambam says as follows. Aval himkonu miyodo shehu orev mamon zeh. Some say lashon ashprach. What is it? I didn't gavra. I am an orev. Just say, I use a lashon of a verb. I accept responsibility. I guarantee the loan. No, that wouldn't work. Shem orev. Shem shoel. Shem shomer. That works with the kinyan to put myself into that category. It's not a plain ischaivus. Plain ischaivus would not work. Would not work. And therefore, when it comes to makvus chios to bebez and choshev, right? According to the Rambam, the stam kinyan reaction wouldn't work. Again, you're making an obligation. It wouldn't work. You cannot obligate yourself. Who sets up a farish? The Evan Ha'otel says so. On that Rambam, you cannot be mischayev with a Tanai, even with a Kinyan even Mayachim. Okay. However, having said this, we'll come back to the Rambam in a minute, the one I asked you to see. That's the Rambam sheet. Is anybody else passing that way? Allah Ha'lamaisa? You have to look at Shulchan Aruch. Take a look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So when you see in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, we try to prove to you that we don't pass like this Rambam. It's going to be very important for you to see why it's so important. Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. This is Orif. Kuf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Osai. Watch. Orev o kablan shechivu atzim al atnai af al pi shekonim yodol on ishtabe neshu asmachta. Where do we see this? Didn't we just see this before? It's in the Rambam. We just read it before from the Rambam. Keita gonch omolei teilo vani etan lecho im yekach vekach alo yiyya neshu lo gomav hikno. Continues the Mechaber v'yimkonu miyodo. Hey, black and white in the Mechaber, Hischaylus al Atnai, Bekinyin, Me'achshav, is effective. The first tip came from the Rambam. The Poshup Shan Rambam is that it never works. It never works, Rabbi Osai. Even the Rashi Me'achshav. Why? Konu miyodo. The Magen Mishnah we saw said a minute ago. Konu miyodo by definition must be Me'achshav. Otherwise, it's hard to sudra lemore, and that the kinyan is not worth anything. It's like the Gemara pay base that we saw. So this last line in the Mechaber, Konu miyodo Me'achshav, sounds very problematic. Very, very, very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. I think that's, frankly, not correct according to Shita Saramba. That was not correct. Not correct. Of course, where did the Mechaber get it from? He must have gotten it from somewhere. He got it from the tour. Will links take me to a tour? Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
separately. No tour yet? Oh, Baruch Hashem, you have a tour. It's very important to know future reference. They can go from one to the other. Very important. Oh. Here we go. Kosev Aramba. Here, Orev Shishim Atzmal Tanai. Api Shikom Yodav Lom Shtabed. Shizu Yasmat Lekeitzat. Continues the holy tour. The Shani kolore shelo tola shibudo b'davar acher uvi anod de mehem legavra makne. Aval hocha came and shetola shibudo b'tznai legavra makne. The samchina shleiskam atalitah. This is the two pshat in the Rambam. Then he adds, aval im kolim minei me'achshav shiskayel b'mamon zeh niskayim atznai hakol ifitno shekol kinyan me'achshav emeshemas machta. Ad kan. Ad kan who? Ad kan who? Do you think? So he's the Beis Yosef. We saw the Rav, it wasn't there.
If he's in the middle of the court of the Rav,
But it's not there. I'm going to tell you, it's just not there. What's not there is not there. You can't create it from scratch. We saw the Rambam. It's not there. Vida. Shalosh and the Rambam, Eino el ad shalo ad logomer makna. Umisham ve'elach, hu loshin rabbeinu. Despite the fact that Ad Kan, it's only the tour, it's not the Rambam speaking. Watch. Bedek abayis. Umash, that's the face of it also. Umash akosu avokonim e me'achshav, heim divrei bala trumus. Echtei besamach. Then he has this unbelievable, what you said. You're amazed that you're mechavim. Emsher shekol zeh yakosu benuschas Rambam shebiyad rabbeinu. The Maran Bet Yosef quotes it. You know why? Because he held like you. His part said, Ad Kan. It must have been a different text than the Rambam. No, Rav Osa. No. 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 It's not in the Rambam. Who is it really coming from? Coming from the Bala Trumas. The Rambam would deny it 100 times if we are correct. If the Evan Oslo is correct. You can't have his Chayim HaSalat tonight. Even Me'aksha B'Kinyan won't work. Who holds our way? The Radvaz holds our way, Pshat the Rambam. The Maritats, how do I know? It's a big bucky. Look at the Frankel Rambam. That's what I discovered. The Frankel Rambam. Not only that, Rabbi Yoshev, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, Paskin this way, in Choshen Mishpat Simon Kuf Samus. I mean, it's not good. It's Kovitz, Chuvus, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Samus Gimel. Shut Maharit. It says in the Gemara, that what? Me'aksha B'Sanah Smachta. Heinrich Shehikna lo karka, on the Taltman. On the Knezem Yaksha. The May Shah to Israel, okay, Hanomi, Ned, Luchim, Kain, Tanoi, Havel, Shalom, my friend. Okay? That's the Rambam. Aval Hochad lo Yav le Midi, El de Mishtabed le Bechov, Afi lo Omele Meyaksha, Kamen Shein Lezochav, Ola Mishas, Kinyuma, Shal Atanai, Obitulo, Ein Kan Yipui Koach, Mashikneo Meyaksha. Ufi Zel, Arkeinu lo Manu, Sheyem shel esalek in asmachta, elkin eschayav legamrei, velo shachiv toli b'tznai klal. Hey, mevuah the other me'achshel lesi b'shem asmachta, hainak shehiknelo akarka, or mitaltlin me'achshel. Alo b'schayvus me'achshel, b'schayvus k'shur tli b'tznai, kadem b'schayv me'achshel b'mikra shel b'schayvus b'tznai, lo yotzi mechal asmachta, rabosai. This is the ma'arit chelik alasin kuflan, rabo yoshev paskins this way. It's actually deter. He passed it this way. Lefi ani is daiti, and I know I'm a nobody. I don't know why. How can you pass it this way? True, the Marit said it, and true, the Marit is correct within the Rambam. Agreed. But I have enough in the Mechaber and Kuflam and Aleph against it. The Mechaber said Kuflam and Aleph Sif Yud against it. All right. He thought maybe it was really the Rambam, as you suggested. Maybe it was a mistake. Bottom line, he said that way. We know. So we follow the Rambam against the Mechaber and the Rambam. We have whoever heard today. So I don't understand Rabbi Yoshev, Zecha Tzadik Levracha. He said it. Why is this all tremendously relevant? Because, Rabbi Osai, I'm going to get a bedover over here. You may recall that, we'll get to it at great length as we go, but piecemeal. There's such a thing called a prenuptial agreement, which I'm a big advocate of. Okay? There are those who claim that a prenuptial agreement is an asmachta. Why? He agrees to pay her. Yeah, but it's not a guzma. You know, some people suggest you should pay her $1,000 a day. That's a guzma. I wouldn't allow that for two reasons. Number one, it's a smachta, potentially. It's a guzma we saw before. Gozin, above a Messiah Kuftalit. And number two, it's such a high figure, you can't really call that support. It's a knas, it's a fine. And a fine, according to the Ramah, should not be undertaken by a man to force him to give a get, Maybe it gets not even good according to the Mishkan of Yaakov. So this, but a reasonable amount. Right now we have in our agreement the reasonable amount is $150 a day, about $50,000 a year. That sounds too much to you. It depends where you're coming from. So people can complain it's too little. So do the math. An apartment, right? And some people have to have a car. You have to have health insurance before you get to food, clothing, and all the other needs. It costs money. I'll say, for those who have budgets, we'll see how much it costs you. That's not a high sum. But according to the Rambam, I'm the first to concede that this is no good. Because it's a contingency obligation. So Eliyahu was a little bit worried about our prenup, although he didn't print this. It was not printed in his name this way. But I got it from one of his assistants when I went to see him. This was over 20 years ago. Maybe there's an asmachta issue over here. And I understand very well. I saw this printed shuva, came out later on, from a Pisgah Din Rabbanim. So I understand very well why we all should worry about asmachta, because it's a contingency obligation. Even if it's not exaggerated, even if you have a kinyan, me'achshav, bezmachoshav, nothing works going to the Rambam. That is a concern. I'm concerned by it as well. However, it's fascinating that Rabbi Yoshua never complained about this issue in any public forum. And I think I know why. Yes?
Wouldn't it not be an issue anyway to
have a
psuva
that's
a shtar?
Yeah, but the prenup is not an psuva. We have a prenup which is also a shtar. But even if it's a shtar, it can still be subject to the issue of asmachta. No reason why not, but the Rambam is an obligation. But the real answer, I believe, why Rav Yoshua was silent is because of the other children. This is amazing, a coincidence. This is Chelek Beis Kuf Samach Gimel. And now we do Chelek Aleph of the Kuf Samach Gimel. Easy to remember, the same. I'll leave this for you, so you can look it up. Look at your eyes. He quotes the Erech Shai. Every ksuba is a suffix. If you divorce her, you'll be chayv. If you die, you predecease her, you'll be chayv. Tasmachta. It's asmachta, Rabosai. It's asmachta. And even if the ksuba itself is not asmachta, but the Tosefta ksuba is certainly asmachta, why does it work? Zok derech shaya chidish noira. Listen carefully to every word. Your heart. Rak mishum derav gidla marav. Mo'ol esalik asmachta. That's the rabbi we saw in Perek Yud Aleph halacha Yud Zayin Hilchos Mechira. Knocks out in a kot, which is like asmachta. So that's every. That's a Rambam. Vrom anitna mishum derav gidl. Lo nitna li gravas mi mishabdi. Okay? But for B'nai Chorin, it's going to work. It comes out that the prenup is going to work, assuming it can work under the, even according to the Rambam, under the rubric of what? And according to the Rambam, you don't have all these conditions that it has to be, doctor before, doctor this, doctor that. It works, seems to work across the board. So therefore, that's why I think even Rabbi Yoshev Zal will probably agree, even according to the Rambam, that I don't think we pass like at all, there'll be no issue of asmachta because of hein advarim haniknim b'amira kein nirali.
And what about the shuv d'adachelik?
He's not talking about that. He's not talking about prenup. He's talking about the deal that they made at a later point in time. It's not look at the whole shuv. I only printed one page. He says, what happened over here? Two people made some kind of a deal, nothing to do with a choshen mishpat deal. It's not nothing to do with getting married. Yes, they were already getting divorced and they obligated child support. Gantz of Torah over here. You look it up. It's the original. Kovas Chumas Yavanavei Smedvish downstairs. It seems to me, Rabbi, that this is the correct shot in Shitas Haramba. And now I just want to give you a little bit of a tour of Hilchas Asmachta in Siman Reish Zayin Choshen Mishpat, where it's found, just to give you, again, not going to go into every last detail, but to give you you should be a little bit more knowledgeable of this very important area of halach. Okay? This is based on the Rambam. Mamash, based on Perek Yud Aleph. No problem. But not going to every detail. The whole story talks here about the problem of asmachta. Now, the Rambam, as we saw before, in Hilchos Mechira, that it's only asmachta from the perspective of the lo, of the lokeach, not the mocher. Why? Because, what did I say? The lokeach loses the money and the mocher doesn't. Why? Because the lokeach gave the money already in the hands of the mocher. So whenever there's a kinyan mamish, it's in his hands already, he's a machta, even if it's an asmachta, it's conditional, it works anyway. Rambam, v'yesh cholkin v'svirlu da'afilu im chazar abo alokeach, Lokona Mocher, after he should be under his hand. Asmach Lokanya, Tur, Rashi, Ravid, Rosh. Look at that. The Ram, because the Ramah denies the whole Rambam's principle. But look how far the Ramah goes. Look how far. The Rambam said, Kolom im Mimlo. Then it's going to be Asmachta. And the Ramah is in the small print, a whole series of distinctions, which the Rambam would never accept. What are they? He says, because it's not a guzma. According to the Ramot, it's a traditional pshat nasmachta. You never meant it. It's not a chesaron in the kinyan proper, as the Rama would have it. No, you had a kinyan. It doesn't make a difference. You didn't mean it, because you never expected to be obligated so much money. It's an exaggeration. This is Shitas HaRamot. Ramot is exactly the opposite of Shitas HaRamba. Okay? Now, post about gambling. I don't get to the gambling right now. You shouldn't do it. Rabbi said, please don't do it. Okay. Then the Rambam has a new dalit. Koloma k'nei me'ach shevein k'nei asmach t'klal. Of course. P'yei shom no. The me'ach shev l'chud l'mane l'salak asmach t'am. It'd be in a gam k'en k'shiv k'nei me'ne v'bez l'chosh shev me'ach shev. But more than that! This is Rambam l'shitoso. The Rambam says, there's no kinyan at all. Forget about it. But when there is a kinyan, I thought we can't asmachta can undo it. According to the Rambam, asmachta is no kinyan. So of course the kinyan is going to work. According to the Rambam, no. You know, bezel kosher is a different din. This is very, very important. Very important. Now, asmachta shekona le bezel kosher rezekona. And he gives examples. The Rambam is very limiting in his examples. But we see the paskin, no, it's very general. Koshloshet bekivin asmachta is called bezel kosher for this purpose. Okay, etc. And if you wrote that you konu bezel choshev af agav the lo konu mahani, why? Todas balden kamei edim dami. Our prenup says there's konu me'achshu bezel choshev. Many people who read the fine print carefully said, Rabbi, I didn't do it. You don't have to do it. If you admit it that you did it, as if you did it. It's very, very important. The kuda off on the Rambam. Off on the Rambam. There's a chach mesfart. Then the Ramah is different. The Mechaba has a Yesh Omer, which we pass from that. Yesh Omer, Shaknaz, Shaosim, Shiduchim, Likos, Achozebo, Loi, Asmachta. You know why? Ki Kedayu, Shi Yisrayev, Achozebo, Beknaz, Lidmei Abusha, Shabiesh, Eschavero. I have a story to tell you from many years ago. It was a young man from our base manager who was engaged to a fine young lady from out of town. We'll not go into any more details of that. And they wrote a traditional tanoim, it was a European father, and they wrote in the document, if either party backs out, there's a knas of $100,000 from 40 years ago, or more. Not today, what's $100,000? Today is a gosh. $100,000, that was what? $500,000 today? That's what they used to write in the tanoim. Yeah. I'll give out a tanoim to Moshe Kosso. This tanoim, you have tanoim today by the wedding, it's a gosh. It's zero. They used that real honor to goodness tonight. P.S. to go back down. Father was a mensch. Brought a check. $100,000. The boy came back to the yeshiva. A jilted chosson. Depressed. But you know, as we were kibbutzing then, A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. So he had 100,000 reasons to feel a little bit better than he would have otherwise. Maisa shahoy. Okay? So, why? He was embarrassed. It's terribly embarrassing a broken engagement. So he gets paid, you know, by that man's standard. That's what.
Maybe they should bring that back now.
No.
No. You know, maybe broken engagement.
I know. Maybe they better be broken these days. I don't want to get involved. It's another passion. Okay. V'chein ha-minik poshet v'chol gvilos elu u'mil kinyin sarach. V'chein omer or shtar. I think it's not to have both. They pick up a handkerchief in the tonight. I also pick up a handkerchief at every wedding. It doesn't say anything. At the wedding, right? Pick up a handkerchief. The father agrees that my son will marry his daughter, and his daughter will marry my son. Already in their tuxedos, as I say. What was the thing called? Count? What were you wearing? That's a funny thing. What was it? More than tuxedo. Ooh. Whatever. So no one's backing out of that point. The whole thing is just a photo op, more or less. Okay? Because Rav Moshe got rid of all these old, these tenuim, it doesn't make sense now, let's do it at the wedding. We'll get to all this stuff later on in greater detail. This is critical, Rabosai. In my opinion, according to the Ramah, Chachmei Sfarad are wrong. Because Chachmei Sfarad say that by Mekamis of Mechila, there's no din of Asmachta, that they did by Shidduchim. Ramah says, no, we have a different Shidduchim. We say it's not Asmachta because it's that's not exaggeration. The Ramah is completely opposite sheet than the Mechaber. The Mechaber is following the Rambam fundamentally, except for the Siyash Olam over here. And Ramah goes against. For Rabosai, it seems to me that according to Halacha L'Maaseh, according to our prenup, works both according to the Mechaber, because the Mechaber said in the Kuf Lamed Aleph Yud, it was a Kenyan, the Akshav, it works, even though it's in a conditional obligation, even though it's not like the Rambam, in my opinion. According to Rambam, it certainly works, because it's a Kenyan, the Bezal Choshev, plus the Akshav, plus it's not an exaggeration. According to Rambam, it's not an exaggeration, it always works. So therefore, it seems to me that works according to everybody that we pass on like Halacha L'Maaseh, but I agree that according to the Rambam, it is an issue. It's an issue. I'm the first to agree that. We don't pass on the Rambam, in my opinion. This is my mimer over here with Rabbi Yoshev's two tshuvas. I give it to our worthy assistant. Hold on to it. And he has the key. So tomorrow, she is going to be hopefully Skyped into the Bezin room, hopefully regular time. And I'll try to be in touch with Dov on this. Now, having said all this, now we come back to the Maamar Kares. What I really did ask you to see is a bit of a problem to me. I asked you to see Rabbi Menuchos Mava Volova. What's this? Yeah. Is this on the Maamar Kares? Halacha Vav. Orim Shul Ksuba. Avo Pisha Kona Miyodo. Potim El Shalim. Shere Mitzvah Oso. Velochosa Mama. It's a Mefurish Gemara Bosai. This is the Gemara in Mesechta. Baba Basra. That I asked you to see. Then Hoya Ha'ab Ore Miksubas Beno, the Konami Rochai. A father is different. Okay. Says the Ravid, Ore Miksuba, Afal Pish Konami of the Potter, me the Shalim, Konami of the Potter, me the Shalim. Against, hold on. That's what the Rambam says. Ravid ze shibush. Wrong. Kinyan would work. Another Ravid. Emoya of Arab Ksubas Pano of Economy Odo. Chayev of Mavro. Avabishalo Economy Odo. The Ravid on the Rambam twice in one little paragraph. What's it all about? I guess we should really see the Gemara. I asked the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra where this is found. Okay? Let's take a look and see in the Gemara. I have to close a couple of things over here, probably. Close. Marabosai in Masechta Baba Basra. I hope you saw it in the Maamar Kares already. Are there new ones at all? Oh, they already emailed you. I didn't see a copy. You get me if you're. If they want to be on the table, I'll see it. You didn't make a copy. It's okay. But not after it's all fair. So as long as you have it. Is it enough to get an email? Do you want to print it out? You print out a copy. You put it on the table afterwards. But take a look at Baba Basra. Okay, here's the Gemara. This is the first Mara Malkam Rabosai over here in Baba Basra. Kuf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. It's only one Gemara. The next, she does a lot of Baba Basra for the shtaros. How you fix up a shtar with all kinds of technicalities. But here is a fundamental Gemara. Kuf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Gemara as follows. Kuf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Omar Amema. Orev the Mishnabed. Machlokas of Yudah Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Mas Machta Kanya. Orev Mishnabed. Rabbi Yudah Mas Machta Lo Kanya. Orev Lo Mishnabed. Forgive it. This is, I'm leaving. That's why I put it on. Wait. Okay. Omar Amash Lemema. No. Hamasim Bechol Yom. That's Machta Lo Kanya. Orev Mishnabed. Exclamation point. What are you talking about? Alamar Amashi, as you saw earlier. Vahi hano dekamehemele, gomar umishabe nafshe. It's a unique case. I received hano. So therefore, since I received hano, it can, in fact, work. That's Maramakam number one. Maramakam number two is the next daf. Kuf ayin dalid omud beis. That's what I asked you to see. Which was Moshe Bar Atzri. Where is that? Where is it?
Little.
It's here somewhere. How come I can't find it? I'm not going when it comes to screens. It's here. Moshe Baratri, it's right here. They have come after a pisca. Arva de Ksubasa de Kalsiyava. He saw this in the Mordechai. He was the father-in-law's. He was a guarantor of the Ksubas to do to his daughter-in-law. Okay. The whole story, complicated story. Watch it. Va'arevu. Kaiman Arab the Ksubalo Mishabed. So why is Moshe Baratri Chayav an Arab Ksuba is not Mishabed? We'll see soon why. Kablan Hab. Honicha Madama Kablan the Ksuba, Afghan Lesse, Dixi the Baal Mishabed. Shabbat. And the Madama Ilau Easter Mishabed, Lesse Mishabed, Maiga the Mema. He boy Sema. Abolagabe Bray, Shibude Mishabed Navshe, the Yitma. Arab the Ksuba, the Riakol. Lo mishtabit. Kavlan the Balchov, the Riakol mishtabit. Kavlan the Ksuba Bar of the Balchov, plea. Marsova Iisle Nixil Love mishtabit. He less the Lo mishtabit. Umarsova Benisle Ben Lesle mishtabit. Hilchasa. Orev Benisle Ben Lesle mishtabit. Babi Har Ksuba. The Afagav, the Isle the Baal, Lo mishtabit. My timer. Watch this. Mitzvahu the Ovid, Lavmidi Chasra. Rabosai, it's a mitzvah. You know what the mitzvah is? Rabosai, shiduchim. It's a big mitzvah to make shiduchim. Everyone wants to help people get married. So I'll accept upon myself the obligation to be a guarantor for the ksuba, so she'll give me to marry this guy. Otherwise, she won't give me to marry him. That's the mefurash gemara. And therefore, because of this consideration, Rabosai, because of this consideration, we say, normally, here it doesn't apply. I'll show you the Rashba. Rashba. Links. No Rashba? I wonder if the Rashba will come up as Rashi. Make up as Rashi. Because even though we know it's the Rashbam, but let's see if it comes up.
Interesting.
They may know. Oh, let's see. Ah, you see what happened over here? The Rashban comes up as Rashi over here. You have to know the tricks. Okay. Here you go. Mitzvah the oven. Watch this. Hamishadech bezivugon ein data lefroha arvus, aber miskaven lezavgon. Shayadei arvus zu misratzen to get married. Kolom midi chasro leisha. Why? The tabla meisav tandu tovasa miskave. It's good for a girl to get married. So when she agreed to marry him based on his statement, you can't say that she believed him. Maybe she didn't believe him so much. She wants to get married. So he gave a guarantee. You know, a plain malveh, I must believe the guarantor. Otherwise, I wouldn't lend the money. Why should I lend the other guy money? So therefore, I have hanah. He did it based upon me. She wants to get married. Tom LeMesa. She doesn't believe him so much. Ah, a little bit extra credibility won't hurt. Doesn't believe enough. Oh. This is very, very important, Rabbi Osai. Very, 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 very important. So now, here's a question. We're not going into all the details. It's a little complicated over here. I'm going to skip it because it doesn't come up with a halacha lemaisa. I want to go, same as I began this year, an hour ago, with the Sefer Mishpat HaKesuba, which I hope to see the author. I'm literally passing his house. I expect to. I'm sure I'll succeed in seeing him, but maybe. So in this Sefer, in Perek Mem Aleph, in Siv Vov, he says he wants to know, why do you need a kinyan? Who needs a kinyan? It's Rom Nikna Bamira. He said, you know what? Because the chosm is in the sky of al dvarim shalom bola olam. Remember that Toysus in the Dalam and Beis? How can the guy say, a male lit, 100 lit, 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 to cancel? That guy's broke. The guy's mom is flat broke. Flat broke. So the Toysus says it's not a problem. Because let's take a look. Rabbi said, open to the Toysus. No Dalam and Beis, we've seen it so many times. Let's see it again. Nun Dalet Amid Bey, the first toast of Perek Apopi. Tema Akshav Nogul and Shakos of Chas and Kala. Mea Litrin, Apopi Shenlok Shavah Pruta, as an appendix to his name. The Bishlam of Shiesla, who Mishabin the Chas of the Zachov, Hove, and Eschayav, Afil, and Abdul, and Elan, the Chas of the Kona Kerem, and Mishab. Apopi Shen of the Makhdom of Shlomo Liolam. The Komagom Odom Mishabin Dom of Shlomo Liolam. Came in the Chas of the Osnan of the Mikni, as he said every single Ksubah. But the Basu Kufn and Zayin. I will also she'elo, he has no money. Hech yishtabed, what's the vote? Hech yishtabed, nechosam she'yikna al-chakayim, kevash al-ishchayim lo, nahayinu b'dobah shlobo le'olam. That's the question. What did he answer him? Yeah, we find it, master shomachin al-yos k'shoel. I bedvorim, konam yodom. Mashat b'chol inyin, avapi she'elo, elo, hey, makbo shim nechosam, al-mishabed gufo, l'zeachol, me'atal, shim nechosam, Chal Shibuda Me'ata, the aids of Kinyan Dvar be Almash is garnished. The Kinyan Dvar lo have Yelach, and Baba Bashan of Gimel, hits way, that way. Avomash and Mishabe, Gufo, the Sayev, the Dover, Zem, Mishabe, the aids of Kinyan Dvar be Alma. However, right Fish Bedak Suba, if it's Dover Shalom Baliolam, you require a Kinyan. That's why you don't apply the principle of Hein Hein Dvorim and Niknim Bamira. So it appears. Not only that, the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah is, and Shita Mekubetz is here, Keva de Makna la Besudar, Havlik Elokeach, Umishabe Dova Shalom Boliolam, Baba Mashalokach. And according to many poskim, you have to have a kinyan. That's why you have to have a kinyan, Rabbi Osai. That's why you have to have a kinyan. That's what he suggests. That's why a kinyan is necessary. Okay, fine. This is one possibility. Then, in Siv Zayin, he quotes the Gemara we saw. Open the Gemara, Bosai. Subis, Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Please turn. Ksubas Kuf. Ksubas Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Gotta see what it is for a second. Hello? Good. Okay, I'll get back to you. Come on, let me take care of something. Ksubas Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses over here this issue. Gufa, sixth line. Rav Gila Marav Kama Dos Levinuch Kama Dos Levinucha. Hein Advarim Niknam Barmira. Okay, Mefurash Gemara. Hein Advarim Niknam Barmira. We saw it on Amud Aleph. We see it again over here on Amud Beis. Omer Rava Mistabra Milsa Derav Bebito Nara. The Kamat Liyadim. Av a bulgaris, the matan ali ade, lo, bolokin amarav, I feel a bulgaris. Ilotema achi, avi I ben my hanoris, also the ade. Ella, here's the words again, watch this, sounds familiar, it's something else. Bahi hano de komichatni ahadodi, gamri umatni ahadodi. Then the idea of nitin the custom or not, which is so long nitin the custom. So it's based upon what? Bayano. Where else did we see Bayano today? Today we saw it. What are the case? Who remembers? We saw before. What other person is chayav only because of Bahiyano? Orev. It's reminiscent of Orev. Very reminiscent. We pass it on the Nidli Kosev. Why? Because you will not collect from Mishabdim. We saw the Ran. Didn't expect that. Unless Kona Miyado. That's why you require a Kenyan, Rabbi Osai. That's why you require a Kenyan. Or at least a Shtar. Because otherwise you cannot rely on Hein Advarim to be gover from Mishubadim. Mishubadim. Oh, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. We had said that Hein Advarim works even by Asmachta, as he said, based upon the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. Guess what? His Rebbe said it. Not surprising. His Rebbe said it. The Rimi Gash. Look at the Shita Mekubetz and Afton Heim. But I don't have time to show you right now. You look it up. You see the Rimi Gash says, Rav Nigam Amir works even for Asmachta. Asmachta. Why? Because it's comparable to Ahiyano. Like Orev. Ahiyano. Here too, Bahiyano. Here, Bahiyano. There, Bahiyano. Same with Bahiyano of Orev. Naks at Asmachta. Yeah. So to this Bahiyano. This is one of the Maramakomas I asked you to see. I'm not sure if you saw it yet. Let's take a look at it now. We had Perek Yud Aleph, Menuchas Mechira, and Rambam. Links. Mishka LeMelech. Okay. So in my edition, with a separate paragraph, if we can figure out from on the screen, on the Makoros, it says, the Ramaskal, me. Where's me? Yeah, me. Okay. Watch this. Is there a smachta? Linired lo shayach a smachta mikam a timing. Chodom. Kevon de tnai zeh hoye b'shas nisuin efter the af a smachta mahani ki yehechi de mahani dava shenikosu das rabbeinu. Exactly what I said. Baruch shekivanti. What the Rimi Gash's Rebbe said. Explicitly. And Shita Mekubetzes, we saw before, I mentioned to you before, on Daf Nun Heyamav. You can look it up. It's very important to see this Mishnah Melech. Very, very important. Very, very important. So it should come out, Rabbi Osai, that this should work. This should work. And it's interesting. We're not going into all the details right now. There are poskim who maintain that even though you may require Bez L'choshuv, some say Ziknei HaKol and Hamon Rav is like a Bez Din Choshuv. How do you like that? There are people around. Every wedding, there are people around. So it's the equivalent of a Bez Din Choshuv. That's what some say. You know, the person not joking around when there's so many people there. Okay, let me read it to you. It says as follows. The Maramin says a Mamad Rav is like a Bezdin, and the Tashbet says Why is that miksuba asmachta? Inyan asmachtu adam shekibel alatzmo l'schai b'dava kosher v'rosem ala minig. But kinyan bezal kosher kinyan v'yachshav kain v'lo bezal kosher. You get an impression that at least in a chasna it's not going to be a problem of asmachta. So it would appear it's a very important nekuda. Okay. Fine. This is very important. Now, some disagree and say it's impossible to be mischayev without a kinyan. Why? Because it doesn't work for a dova shelo b'liolam. But with a kinyan, it would work. And as we spoke about before, that in fact does work. That's why it's important to understand what the point of a kinyan in fact is. So this, therefore, Abosai, is a very critical analysis today to understand so many things about Asmachta and about Heinen and Brom Benitna Bavira. This is a review. We've covered a lot of ground today. I want to just review it. I don't want to leave you hanging. Mitzvah tomorrow, which I hope to say is Shia from a distance, I want to talk about some of the other issues which are on the present Ma'am Makom Lashit. In terms of, I tell you a case which happened to me, where they forgot to write the Kanina. Forgot. It's the most important word, they forgot, because they wanted to left it as a Merzik Hashikra. Now, Merzik Hashikra is the first topic of the next Ma'am Makom Lashit. Not going to get there so fast. But before we get to that, that we have to discuss some of the other issues which are still on this list of Ma'am Makomas, which we'll hopefully discuss tomorrow. What do? Some Rabbonim say, I've seen it done at weddings. They read in the Ksuba and there's only a pause. And I know what the pause means. You got to throw the Bikkanin, it's blank. So I've been at weddings. Take out a pen and they put it right, fill it right then and there. The British law, they signed it before. American, it's true. So why they went in, and he owes it $10 billion, but then also, why not? And you put something in after it's signed. On the other hand, what are we going to do? Write it again? I was once at a wedding. A b'shef l'shti was b'sai kedushin. Same thing happened. I remember the rabbi who was reading the ksuba, and he comes, the b'shef to the ksuba was pasul. It's got a whole tumul. Do we have to wait till they go to the ichud till they fill out a new ksuba? Talk about tiyuchin and tzibur. Capital D. Tircha de Tzibur. I was involved a little bit. Rabbi Shetler was still behind, under the chuppah. I was going dancing with them. And I took it on my own shoulders to allow them to go to the Chedei Yichud, even though there was a Kanina missing in the Rana Nuksuba. For a whole series of reasons we spoke about before. Not real, real Yichud. And Adim. And some of the don't even Kanina, and maybe they're in the process of writing another one. So I saved everybody a lot of time that day. So, well, I hope the Pesach is correct. I think it is based on everything we've learned until now. But these things happen in real life. So let's chazer again for a few minutes today, Shia. And we'll start this new Yom Kippur tomorrow. Number one, we spoke about Asmachta. According to everybody else in the world except for the Rambam, Asmachta simply means I never really meant it. I could have all the Kinyanim in the world, I just didn't mean it. And that's when they go into details. If it's a bez l'choshev, then I did mean it. If it's not an exaggeration, I did mean it. If it's not in my hands at all, I did mean it. These are details, according to other Rishonim. Rama says the whole thing is wrong. But Rama is the Shitoso, based on what we saw from the Shach at the very beginning. I can obligate myself with no kinyan whatsoever. But if it's conditional, it doesn't work. We saw it works when it comes to an Orev, and a Shamachin, when it comes to Shoal, and then Karka. There, my chiddush is, you put yourself into a new category. The Rambam's lashon. I'm an Orev. I'm Miss Arev. I am an Orev. I am a Shomer. That apparently works. To put yourself into a Torah-ordained category. But to obligate yourself, Stam Kacha, in my opinion, you get an impression here, it wouldn't work according to the Rambam, even with a Kenyan. Rambam says it works. That's by Haknah. not by his chaimus. Rabbi Yosha quotes that from the Ma'arit, Evanolus is up shot in the Rambam, and it has to be correct. Because if it's not correct, you have the question which is raised by the Magad Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. Chachmei Sfar of the whole convoluted system. How does it work? Because Mechila doesn't need a Kenyan. So if it doesn't need a Kenyan, it's not subject to a Smachta. Two offsetting is Chaivasim with one condition of Mechila. Just pick up handkerchief, it's so much easier. No. The handkerchief only works to transfer property. Kenyan Me'achshav. But to create a Chaivas, the Rabbi would not work. Having said that, Lanias died, the Mechaba doesn't pass in that way. Because the Mechaba and Kuf Lamed Alves Sif Yud quotes what he thinks is the Rambam, and what one of our Tamiyos thinks is the Rambam, but I'm telling you it comes from the Bala Trubis, as the Beis Yosef said.
I understand.
Right, Torah said, Ad Kan, you're right. That's where you got it from. I'm not blaming anybody. But so, therefore, that's where the issue comes up. But according to the Mechaber, it works, bottom line, a conditional obligation works with a Kinyan Me'achshav. Can't deny it, according to the Mechaber. So therefore, even though the Rambam may not hold for me, we don't say Kimi like the Rambam against the Mechaber and the Ramah. Rambam for sure doesn't hold that way. Especially in our case of prenup, it's not an exaggeration, and it's Kinyan Me'achshav Be'ez M'choshuv. So it works according to the Ramah, it works according to the Mechaber. The Rambam, we can't be good according to everybody. And we don't follow the Rambam, Lahalach, and Mechaber and Ramah. That's very, very important. We mentioned the Rabbi Yoshev, although he wanted to be passing like that Rambam with the Marit, he wasn't, I don't think, so upset about our prenup because of the other Rabbi Yoshev Shuba that he had. Hain and Advarim Nitnam Amira has to work for all these things. Otherwise, every Suba would be an Asmachta, the Erech Shai's Kasha. So Hain and Advarim overcomes that problem. Presumably, he has a more liberal view of Hain and Advarim. In the prenup is signed a week before, a month before, whatever it may be. Doesn't matter, it doesn't be immediately thereafter. Doesn't have to be immediately thereafter. And then, some say it works even after Kedusha before the Nisum, as we spoke about a little bit earlier. Some say it even works for a second marriage, some say it even works in all kinds of conditions, and we have a right to accept that Shita, even to take care of the whole of the Rambam, Shita, which won't pass, like in my opinion, in any event. This is why I believe there was not such a strong objection. Now, we spoke about the Gemara Baba Basra with the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, and I have to explain to you that, and this is my last point for today, which I left for the very end, because I think it's the weakest point of the entire Shia. And I need you, Talmidim, to come up with a better pshat than mine. I hope you will, because my pshat is not so great. The Rambam said, I don't think I even showed this Rambam yet. I'll save this for last. I did it, I don't remember anymore. Hilchos Ishus. Have you had Hilchos Ishus yet today? I don't think so. Our final thing for today. It's on the Mount of the Machine, I'm quite sure. It was Ishus. Perik Yudan and Lepetes. It's the very first Rambam. Here's why I don't know what to do with this. Ha'or Elisha Buxubasa. Alpha Pisha Konam Yodo. Eno Chayav Shalei. Shemitzvasa. Lochos Veklum. That's what the rabbi was Baba Basra. We just saw it in Feresh, right? We just saw it in the Feresh and Gemara. Vimara Baksubas Beno, Konrad of Chayav Shalim. Oh, we saw this already. We saw the rabbi. Did we see this? I'm not sure if we see this. We saw this because it comes in two places. In Hilchos Mava Velova and in Hilchos Ishus. So here, the Rambam says what he says. Okay? The question becomes, Konan Chayav Shalim. Sha'ov, Biglal Bano, Meshaba Atzo, V'gomo V'makne. Of course, the question becomes, if it doesn't work without a Kenyan, normally Arba does not even require a Kenyan. If it doesn't work without a Kenyan, how does Kenyan work? You just said before, Kuntan Rambam, that a Kenyan does not work for his Chayav Shalat Tanai. And we said that the Rambam never said that last line that the Torah quoted from the Bala Trumas. But over here, he seems to have said it. This is what bothers me. Bothers me terribly, this Rambam. What do you do with this Rambam? Only thing I can do with it is to say as follows. Here at the Psikta, start Psikta, right? This, every Ksuba is in anticipation of marriage. So generally speaking, Rabbi Osai, Kamat Nosel Bincha Bitcha, you don't need a Kenyan whatsoever. Hein, Dvorah, Maniknan, Bamirim. Rambam has a Pshara. If you may, although normally his chayvus al-atnai would not work even with a kinyan. If it's a psikta, his chayvus al atznayim, not directly related. It's only his chayvus al atznayim, whether you'll be mechayv of the ksuba of the individual, that's not exactly the psikta mamish. So therefore, atznay, a kinyan would be required, but a kinyan would work. It's a compromise on both sides. It's a compromise. A kinyan would work. You hear what I'm bothered by? Manasha, according to the rabbi, said a kinyan won't work for his chayvus al atznayim. Why does it work over here? So I'm saying like this. If it's sharp sick that we saw in Rambam, you don't even need a kinyan. It's not subject to asmacht at all. Perigadav halacha yudzayin. No problem. Hey, Rambam, look at my mirror. But over here, it's a little bit indirect. This over here, it's an arev al ksubas beno. It's not so direct. And therefore, a kinyan is required. But at the very least, a kinyan would, in fact, work in shtarei psikta proper when it came to over here, posting an ishto zon bit l'chav, posting as nisum, double drum, nitnim by mira, even though it's anakotzim, which is similar. And okay? And b'pshuto, I'm not even sure you have a kinyan in this kind of a case. Nitnim by mira, posh by nakamad akuf alf and base. Comes to an indirect situation, which isn't even orim and the ksub of the sun, it's an in between. Without a kinyan, it would not work. It's not mamash psikta. But with a kinyan, it will work because it is a semi psikta. As opposed to a stam kinyan on his chayvus al atznayim, kol dam would not work at all. As I said before, by a regular malva velova and a regular arev, notwithstanding the last line of the Torah, which the Rishonim thought maybe came from the Rambam in a different sabya, no, from the Bala Trumas. But the Rambam, well, that's no good. When it comes to psikta proper, you don't even need a kinyan. When it comes to an indirect psikta, a kinyan works. Even if it's in Skype, it's on tonight. We stop here and meet him tomorrow. I hope the Skype will work. If my Skypes don't work for Eretz Yisrael, it's no problem. You have enough Mamakomas to last you till I come back on Sunday morning. For sure. So if it doesn't work, just keep busy.